Syria has rejected calls for the creation of a buffer zone on its territory, saying it will treat any such action as an act of aggression. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says that Damascus will take all necessary measures to protect its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Turkey, which supports the downfall of the Syrian government, has repeatedly called for a buffer zone in northern Syria. Turkey has said that it will join the Western coalition against ISIL if such a buffer zone is carved out in northern Syria. Last week, the French President François Hollande also backed the idea. Kurdish fighters have taken more ground in fighting against Takfiri militants in the Syrian border city of Kobani. Field reports say that the Kurdish fighters have advanced in the east and the west of the war-torn city. Heavy clashes are underway between Kurdish fighters and the ISIL militants in the northwest of Kobani. A UK-based Syrian opposition group says that a U.S.-led airstrike targeted different parts of the city in the early hours of Wednesday. The war in the city has killed hundreds of residents and forced over 160,000 others to flee their homes over the past weeks. UN officials have warned that thousands of people will most likely be massacred if Kobani falls to the ISIL.
Right across the Turkish-Syrian border lies the city of Kobani. The city is currently besieged by ISIL militants and is being constantly shelled by them. Thousands have so far fled the city and crossed the border into Turkey. In this makeshift camp, the refugees talk about their ordeal.
The terrorists stormed the city. They are not like human beings. They are like monsters. The militants raped a young girl, then they decapitated her and hung her head in the market. They are making all the women wear burqas. Smoking is punishable by 50 lashes.
All of the refugees here are quick to blame Arab states like Saudi Arabia and Qatar for funding and supporting the ISIL. They also say the U.S.-led airstrikes have failed to halt ISIL advances. The Kurds here are against the presence of foreign troops for helping them fight against ISIL. They, however, call on the international community to provide them with weapons to be able to defend their city against the terrorists. Kurdish officials are warning that Kobani is about to fall. That means the remaining Kurds who are still trapped inside the city could face a genocide. This man, who is afraid to show his face, says his family is still in Kobani.
It's sickening. It's not Islam. No prophet ever said these type of actions were acceptable. Some media is saying there are only 500 civilians still inside. The number is at least 3,000. If Kobani falls, we will not have a place to return to.
The Kurdish fighters have appealed to fellow Kurds in Iraq to send reinforcements as Turkey refuses to allow Kurds to cross the border and join them in defending the city. We're here about 10 kilometers away from the Turkish-Syrian border. As you can see, these are Kurdish refugees here who have escaped attacks by the ISIL currently happening in Kobani. And these refugees here cannot wait to get back home. Serena Shim, Press TV, the Turkish-Syrian border.